I begin in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. So remember me, I will remember you, and be grateful to me and do not deny me. O you who have believed, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. And do not say about those who are killed in the way of Allah, they are dead. Rather, they are alive, but you perceive it not. And we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits, but give good tidings to the patient, who, when disaster strikes them, say, indeed we belong to Allah and indeed to Him we will return. Those are the ones upon whom are blessings from their Lord and mercy, and it is those who are the rightly guided. Salawat.
Thank you, Brother Mohsen Raza, for your beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran.
So please raise your right hand, please. Join me. And raising your right hand, everybody. I want to see everybody. Behind me, in front of me, beside me, everybody. Raise up your right hand and from the top of your lungs shout with me, Labbaik Ya Hussein! أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let me take this opportunity to welcome all of you to this historic event where we are gathered today to remember one man's sacrifice. A man who sacrificed everything, his children, his brothers, even himself, to save the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man who would rather have his head elevated on a spear for the entire world to see instead of bowing down to a tyrant like Yazid ibn Muawiyah. Yazid was that tyrant who disrespected and completely disregarded the teachings of Islam, which were given by our Holy Prophet, and to destroy that illegitimate government of Yazid. As we know, a battle took place 1400 years ago that shook the very core of humanity even today, and that battle was led by one man, and we are here to remember him, that pure creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is none other than Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. At this time I'd like to call upon Brother Mehdi Raza. Mehdi Raza for a spoken word. Please welcome him.
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. This poem is called Everything Mourned Hussein from the album City of Lights. I am the wind that blew beside Hussein. Oh, what more shall I say? In the night I cried and howled from all the sadness of that day. Oh, I saw the body of Imam Hussein lie on the river banks. Since then I've traveled the seven seas to share the story of Hussein. I am the sun that rose on Ashura. I wish I never came. I turned that darkness into light. I carry all the blame. If I never shone my light, maybe I'd never see them slain. But Abbas and Hussein were waiting for the dawn so they could pray. I am the moon residing in the night above Karbala's sky. I witnessed so much grief and pain. When I saw Sakina cry. Saw her searching for her father in the darkness of the night. Oh, I tried my best, Sakina, how I wish I had more light. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Thank you very much.
Become of their destiny, but she could not see. But she could not let her to go closer. She did not want her to really see. I do not want you to go further. You will always. only see pain and horror. Body with no head, 72 dead. Zainab said, do not yoke you the Zahra. When Fatima came to Karbala, Zainab said, do not look ya Zahra. Go back, oh mother, they've killed my brother. Zainab said, do not look ya Zahra. Before you were born, my loving daughter, I was shown this by your grandfather. You told me what was to be for my son and how it would be a tragedy. My brother told me of this day as well. I knew what was to become of me, but even then I could not stand witness when I saw Shimmer walking to him. My mother, you cannot bear to see what they did to his broken body. Arrow in his heart, liver ripped apart. Zainab said, do not look ya Zahra. When Fatima came to Karbala, Zainab said, do not look ya Zahra. Go back, oh mother.
Come on the road, guys. Come on the road. Come on the road. On the road.
Zainab said, do not look ya Zahra. Oh mother, when he stood and addressed the people who had now turned on him, he cried and shed the bitterest of tears. I never saw such a thing from him. My brother, you who define what is brave, how can I stand to see you crying? I cry not for what shall happen to us.
Peace and blessings be upon the Lady of Lights, my dear Lady Zainab, salamu alayha. Experiencing such intense inflictions, leaving us all wondering what befell upon the one who said, I saw nothing but beauty. The torment of your eyes, witnessing such pain and misery, which will never be forgotten. Tears flowing like a stream, these small but heavy tears which cry out, Ya Hussein. It is said that the heart of a person can only endure so much, recalling the heart of Hussein alayhi salam, how much of this delicate heart of his had to withstand. On the hot and dry lands of Karbala, what state would Imam Hussein alayhi salam be in? Imam Hussein alayhi salam has said, to me, death is nothing but happiness, and living under tyrants is nothing but living under a hell. The only crime that befell upon this innocent baby, the enemies shot an arrow into his neck. This arrow wasn't a regular one, but this arrow was three-headed, which pierced the fragile neck of Ali Asghar. What was the crime of this thirsty baby? What was the crime of this thirsty baby? A pain that one man alone had felt, a pain that became so unbearable, a suffering Abu Abdullah had to endure, along with many other hardships. It is truly something we will never be able to understand. Imam Hussein alayhi salam has said, I have not been sent out due to discontent, nor as an oppressor. Rather, I wish to reform the nation of my grandfather. I wish to call for what is good and to forbid what is evil. In Yemen, famine and disease spreading rapidly throughout the land, from bombs being constantly dropped, how many of the young children die out of starvation? The lack of malnutrition on the rise. In Burma, the destruction of the villages, mass killings increasing. Genocide on the rise. Finally, one cannot forget about the land of Palestine, where its people are oppressed constantly. Injustice and oppression throughout the land lasting more than a decade.
as I said before, as I say once more, what state would Imam Hussein alayhi salam be in the world of today to see the Yazid of today witnessing all of the bloodshed of the millions of Muslims around the world being brutally massacred, being murdered for committing no crimes? How much Abu Abdullah's heart is breaking at the state of the world. We cannot stay silent and allow ourselves to remain in this silence when we hear our fellow Muslim brothers who are oppressed. Regardless that they may be Sunni or Shia, we have to stand with the oppressed, stand up against the oppressors. Those who oppress and kill, have they no shame? For what reasons do they kill? For money or power? The oppressors whose hearts have blackened became hardened by greed, the illusion of this world and of this life. For surely they have forgotten where they have came from and where they shall return.
صرختنا يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين أنت نور عيني مهجتي وحنيني أنت نور عيني مهجتي وحنيني نزغر موالي نزغر موالي مرضى عي حسيني مرضى عي حسيني شعارنا يا حسين مسارنا حسين شعارنا حسين مسارنا يا حسين صرختنا يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين دربك السعادة نهجتك شهادة دربك السعادة نهضتك شهادة وانت يا الضامي صار وانت يا الضامي صار منهجك عبادة منهجك عبادة شعارنا يا حسين مسارنا حسين شعارنا everyone مسارنا حسين صرختنا يا حسين يا حسين حسين
chained by purposeless superficiality we've forgotten what is at the core of humanity it's consciousness Hussein stood for justice for social moral reformation but at its foundation he stood for the purpose of existence internal realization For the world's problems are intertwined with our search for the truth. The children of Yemen won't stop dying until we realize how we fit into the grander view. You see, the struggle to fight for change starts with the self. An awakening of the consciousness is a revolution in and of itself. Every day is our own battle. When we know what to fight for, recognize that the tyrants inside of us are waging a war, so we march for the sake of consciousness. The foundation for change, we march to fight ignorance. We march for the fight to stay awake in a world that profits off of our complacency. We march because as long as people suffer, our hearts will not be at ease. Hussein was a man who stood up for the value of consciousness to show that societies crumble when its citizens stop wanting this. He fought to show that religion is not the opiate of the masses. It is the fuel to the engine of conscious, sincere, and moral action. The world is suffering. Systems are built upon greed and through injustice they're maintained and it'll keep suffering until we realize that connection to our personal inner state because beneath the pain lies this one underlying principle that if humans were conscious There would be no question about the difference between good and evil. Hussein provides the paradigm for justice and truth, yes, but he is also the representation of how a soul should never rest. The revolution is inside of us. As long as we reflect and as long as we exist, we fight moral tyranny with every breath. So we march here today. We are not ashamed. We march for mental freedom. We stand in the name of Hussein. We stand in the name of consciousness. We stand to fight for the fight. fight. We march to rekindle the flame of that dying light. We stand to remind people to never stop searching for truth. We march because justice starts with being conscious of everything you do. We march because compassion, wisdom, courage are virtues for which we strive. We stand because their ties to religion is not something we need to hide. Every day is our own battle when we're conscious of why we're here. Justice, truth, and freedom are attained when our connection to the world is clear. So, yeah, rise up, march for the world, but understand the value of consciousness, because complacency is an answer no more.
Ah, Karbala, ya Karbala, Karbala, ولا لرأت عيناك منهم منظرا لرأت عيناك منهم منظرا للحشا شجوا وللعين قذا كربلا يا كربلا كربلا everyone كربلا يا كربلا كربلا
كربلا
يا قتيلا قوى الدهر به يا قتيلا قوى الدهر به عمود الدين واعلم الهدى كربلا
يا كربلا
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 كربلا يا كربلا اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج اللهم
عجل لوليك
الفرج اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج
اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج
Brother and sisters, everyone loud اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج اللهم عجل
لوليك
الفرج اللهم عجل
لوليك
الفرج
حسين
لبيك يا حسين
A promise to you I'll give, you repeat in every breath. Every breath of mine tells you, I'll mourn you until my death. I swear, and by the earth's turn, the sunrise and the sunset, by the growth and death of life, by every dead soul's regret, I can forget everything, Hussein, I'll never forget. Valueless all else became, to me nothing is the same, I'll die repeating your name. All else is forgettable, whilst your name sweetens my breath. Your love to me, more than love, a medicine to each pain. My mother's duty to you, that through her, you, I'd attain. She's right upon my cradle, this, a servant of Hussein. This forever my purpose, my comfort in my distress, to serve Hussein and Abbas. A servant I'll always remain, both in life and after death. My lullabies were about you, as all else would make me wail. Every child felt protected by angels who rocked a cradle. But from my cradle to my grave, I saw by me Abu Fadl. I grew up watching his height, was comforted by his might, the only moon in my night. And whenever I heard his name, I was left dazed without breath. Ensuring that none reside there, I saw at the gate of my heart, I'd let none in, but when you came, I'd run to tear this gate apart. In my heart, I'd build you a shrine, asking you, don't ever depart. I don't know love from hatred, but for this love I've waited, and for it was created. It was purposed within life, and remained long after my death. All that was in me was worthless, but with you it became priceless. Why worry about what is lost, when Hussein's blessings are endless? If they put the world in my hand, I wouldn't trade it for your service. Give me no silver and no gold, no beloved and no household, and you as priceless I'll still hold. As long as I breathe, O Hussein, I give towards you every breath. Though on me fell the whole world's weight, with two names I found nothing hard. Compare me to shattered glass, with pride upon every shard. Abu Fadl holds my back, holds my hand, Abu Sajjad. If I fall and my eye cries, Abbas pushes me to rise, and my tears, Hussein's hand dries. They remind me of my purpose, to serve them until my death.
Ya Hussein! There was a band of noble few who left behind all that they knew to fight
us.
Of dark and light, their chief, Al-Hussein.
Middle.
Of young and old, their party made both valiant men and women brave. With noble brows, this noble vow, till death, Ya Hussein. With scorching days and bitter nights, the barren desert marked their plight. The wound struck first, the children's thirst, their cry, Ya Hussein. The enemy in thousands came, crooked their cause, lowly their aim, blinded by greed, prepared their steeds to kill Al-Hussein. The river wept to see the scenes, salvation's ark, ruins, ravine, spilling of blood, a crimson flood, lapping Ya Hussein. When every friend and brother fell, then came the time for this farewell, a sister's cry pierced through the sky. My life, my Hussein. In grief, one lion, head unbowed, army of wolves trembled aloud. One man of God facing such odds, no man like Hussein. They came to butcher, they came to maim, to end Islam, to kill Hussein. Yet through your line, Islam survived. Deen ast, Ya Hussein. Arrows were struck, your body bled. A sword was raised, severed your head. Yet, who lived on in history's dawn? Your name, Ya Hussein. Yours is the tale that soothes the soul, that turns the broken spirit whole. No earthly pain nor grief remain with you, Ya Hussein.
Ya Hussein.
And yours the tale that heals the heart, whose telling is a saving art. For all my years, for you my tears, Imam Ya Hussein.
Hope slowly escapes me when the world's falling apart is all I see. Our apathy towards children blocking the sounds of bombs from their ears. How easily we ignore the oppressed people's cries of help and tears. They tell me that we are to uphold the message and not to take rest. Holding on to the rope, still I'm drowning in a sea of tests. It's easier nowadays to fall into complacency, to accept an ideology that allows one to sin shamelessly, to follow the crowd aimlessly. Hope is slowly escaping me when the world's falling apart is all I see. Palestine, Iraq, Pakistan, Burma, Yemen, and Bahrain, oppressed lands where believers continue to be slain. The enemy must think we are insane, for how do the followers of Muhammad still remain? But still, it feels as though hope is slowly escaping me, slipping between the gaps of my fingers when I try to hoist the flag of truth, looking around minimal numbers. Hope is slowly escaping me. They say I don't have the equipment nor the advanced technology, that I don't have the strength nor the material capability to stand against a force whose fuel is worldly. But since when did my hope lie in the lack of this world? Since when did I start placing my hope in their fuel? Truth will stand defiance without the numbers and vanquish every tyrant, unjust and cruel. It is Imam al-Hussein that causes me to never fear. When the days of sorrow are near, hope is reborn through my tears. 40 days of grieving allows a clouded heart to clear. When 40 days arrive, millions miraculously become one body unified, marching towards their master with pride. a message that resonates so deeply in the soul, lessons of patience and self-control, a path whose purpose is godly, on which we say we can give everything gladly. There is a drive that keeps us alive, blood so sacredly sacrificed, a message that doesn't die at the hands of the oppressor and can amend the hearts of any transgressor, a manifestation of truth that shakes the hearts of the elderly and youth. Hussein is a flame whose fire can never be blown out. 1400 years later, his name we still shout, journeying in the desert sands and under the heat of the sun. Yet believers gather in Najaf and towards Karbala they run. In these 40 days, hope is revived in me. Believers under one banner is all I see. Embarking on a journey so unique, with each step towards the shrine, we pledge allegiance to the awaited savior of our time. Calling out with dry lips, Labbaik Ya Mahdi. We are ready for your arrival and will surely not flee. Each year shall we continue to grow in might, for martyrdom is sweetness in the way of light. When Imam al-Hussein handed the flag of truth to Zainab, in her hands she held the entire religion. She did not let it fall for even a second. I only stand here by her permission. So when the flag of truth is placed into our hands, we must not hesitate out of fear to uphold the truth and learn to implement the sacrifice made on those holy sands. Through these 40 days, hope should flow through our veins. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زُهُوقًا. For surely falsehood is a vanishing thing. The true message will never shake. And when the time comes for Prophet Isa to accompany Imam Mahdi, they will gather the hearts and minds that are awake. So let us pledge allegiance to our awaited Savior's campaign and remember that the true message will always remain. Salawat.
Ki lagan zindan jab aza khana saje to dil bane farsh aza jab aza khana saje to dil bane farsh aza jab aza khana saje to dil bane farsh aza dhadkano mein ma Shah hai zaman zinda rahe ae azada
re husaini
ye chalan zinda haza khane sajane ki lagan zinda rahe na khamatam ke saaye mein safar karte rahe mahakha matam ke saaye mein safar karte rahe mahakha matam ke saaye mein safar karte rahe har bayaze gham khule har anjuman zinda rahe ae azadar e husaini ye chalan zinda rahe haza khane sajane ki lagan zinda rahe
qadam qadam boye alam inshallah karbala miyam samt haram با مدد شاه کرم انشالله اربعی میام سمت حرم سمت حرم میباره عشق چشمان نم نم رو دوشم کول باری از غم میبینم هر کی رو این روزا داره آماده میشه کم کم سختی را حت میشه تو این راه منتظر مونده بودم چند با راهی می باشم با یک سر بنده لبیک یا ابا عبدالله لبیک یا ابا عبدالله شبیه یک کبوترم میخوام تا گنبد طلایی بپرم به کربلا مسافرم پشت سرم دعای ما در پدرم قدم قدم
The reason why this day is so important is because we have been told on the day of Arbaeen, which is this day, to visit Imam Hussein in Karbala, Iraq. But as you know, some of us cannot do that. So we are here walking on the streets of downtown Toronto to let everybody know what has happened 1400 years ago. You will see approximately 22 million people, over 22 million people, some say 25, I've read 30.
We have 30 million people who are in the land of Karbala on the day of Arbaeen.
On the day of Arbaeen, we have 30 million people in the holy city of Karbala, in the holy country of Iraq, to visit the grandson of the Prophet, his shrine. And some will take a bus, some will take a car, some will fly. But what you will see is 3 days before this event, you will see people walk from the city of Najaf, which is also located in Iraq, to the city of Karbala. They will walk 3 days to the city of Karbala to cause awareness of what happened 1400 years ago on the day of Ashura in Karbala in Iraq, where Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family were martyred and sacrificed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the illegitimate government of that time, led by Yazid ibn Muawiyah. Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed his life, sacrificed his family for the cause of Islam. So we are gathered here today. I'm in the middle of everybody. So from the top of our lungs, can we please shout out, Labbaik Ya Hussein!
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 Now, you're probably asking, why are we doing this walk on the streets of Toronto? Standing on the sides watching us, you can see the placards, you can see the signs, you can see the banners, which say 1400 years ago, Hussein sacrificed his life for what? For peace, justice, and humanity. We have heard Gandhi quote Hussein. We have heard Martin Luther King quote Hussein. And that is because Imam Hussein's message is universal. It is all over the world. So therefore, we are here on the streets of Toronto to bring that message to all of you so you can hear that message and know exactly what has happened 1400 years ago. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is our foundation. He is the reason why we stand up against tyranny today. Because he stood up against the tyrant government of Yazid La'natullah alayhi on that day 1400 years ago in Karbala, Iraq. So therefore we stand up for Yemen. We stand up for Bahrain. We stand up for all the oppressed countries around the world who are being oppressed by those governments which are illegitimate and the oppressive government. So therefore, we use Imam Hussein as our energy, as our gas to move forward so that we as well can fulfill the message of Imam Hussein. Ya Hussein!
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 Of people in the holy city of Karbala, where they are like the moth that is attracted to the candle. They are people who are driven by the love of one person for whom we've all gathered here today, which is Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his family, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family. Salawat. The visitation of the shrine of Imam Hussein is an act of love and an act of purity. According to the divine guides, the Imams, they tell us that somebody who performs the ziyarah and the visitation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, every step that they take towards the shrine, every step they take towards that visitation, one of their sins is forgiven, and it's a step and an elevation towards heaven. And every time somebody goes for the ziyarah and the visitation of Imam Hussein, the angels are the ones who protect them along this trip. Meaning that the visitation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is an act of purification. It's an act of orientation and of aligning ourselves with the cause of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In one tradition, Imam Baqir, the fifth holy Imam, says that if you want to know if you are a person of paradise, then ask yourself the question, how much love do you have for the family of the Prophet? And if you have love for the family of the Prophet, which of course is the true love, which is accompanied by aligning our actions and our thoughts with them, then the Imam says that you should love to perform ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam as well. And so on this day, we are showing that we love the action of those who have gathered in Karbala by the millions. And we hope that we will be counted amongst them as well. And we hope that we can orient ourselves according to the teachings of this great martyr, the leader of all martyrs, the teachings of justice against oppression, the teachings of godliness versus secularism. And the best and most shining example of that we've gathered here today to remember is that of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So I will ask you to join me as we remember a bit about the story that took place 1400 years ago, as that caravan that had gone to Karbala and then onwards to Kufa and Sham has now returned, and they are coming towards the gates of the city of Medina.
Zainab the unveiled, strong like a fort. Yazid mocked the captives, invoking his creed, his forefathers, his revenge for all their defeats. Zainab roared like a warrior in the battlefield, shivered the Umayyads, for truth was to be revealed. Kuffar, like your ancestors of Uhud you are, your song and tune like your grandfather you are. O son of the freed ones, your women veiled, your slaves are veiled, but for the daughter of messenger, there is no veil. What is expected of the one whose grandmother drank blood, chewed livers of martyrs, fed melisse of ours, since you were a bud? O Yazid, do you know your sins are grave? You deny the Lord's signs, you deprave. He has promised again and again in the Holy Book, will ridicule the likes of you. His message, light whoever took. You think you humbled us by capturing us, disrespecting our stature, by killing most of us? You arrogant, you boastful, elated beast, shall I remind you of God's word before you feast? Do not think of those who were slain for this cause as dead. They are alive with their Lord and receive sustenance from him. In Al-Imran, he said, on that day when Allah will be the mighty judge, Muhammad the petitioner, against whom you hold a grudge, your limbs shall speak against your corruption. Your father punished for choosing you for Muhammad's nation. On that day, the reward the oppressor shall earn. It will be known whose position is worse, who shall burn. O enemy of God, I consider you worthless and not fit for me to converse with the likes of you. even for a bit. But what am I to do? My eyes shed tears. Our hearts are burning as I see heads on spears. Woe unto you, Hussein is dead. Hizb al-Shaytan, enough said. I see our blood on both your hands, our flesh stuck in your teeth. As your mouth expands, you have gained nothing by shedding our blood. In fact, you lost so much, dragged yourself through mud. On the final day, about you, Ibn Marjana will curse, and about him, you will curse, your followers will curse. Whoa, what have we done to each other? You will blame, will see Allah's justice when you will be in flames. Our name will live forever, scheme however you may, try whatever methods. Our status will never fall prey. I swear I don't fear anyone except him. Complain to no one except him. Thanks to God, the task is complete for the master of youth. Such a glorious feat. Zainab then looked at her brother's head once more, and then looked at the shackled chains she wore. Oh brother, with this sermon, consider another task complete, to show these chains will not make us defeat.
Nisar kar diye bache na pachisa ka bhai. جناب مادر بشیر پر بھی سب کا سلام عجیب وقت ہے کیا دیں تسلیوں کا پیام سکینہ بی بی تمہارے غلام حاضر ہیں بجھے جو پیاس تو اشکوں کے جام حاضر ہیں یہ سل یہ حشر یہ صدمے نئے نئے بی بی کہاں پہ بیٹھی ہو خیمے تو جل گئے بی بی یہ سل یہ صدمے نئے نئے بی بی کہاں پہ بیٹھی ہو خیمے تو جل گئے بی بی نہیں لائنوں میں انسان کوئی خدا حافظ درندے اور یہ بے وارسی خدا حافظ.
نتوجه جميعا ان شاء الله لدعاء الوحدة يدا بيد. Please together, hand by hand. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا الله إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره المشركون لا إله إلا الله ربنا ورب آبائنا الأولين لا إله إلا الله وحده 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 أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده فله الحمد وله الحمد يحيي ويميت ويميت ويحيي وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. نتوجه جميعا إلى زيارة الإمام الحسين باتجاه القبلة باتجاه القبلة إن شاء الله هم أبو هم باتجاه القبلة زيارة الإمام حسين عليه السلام from Toronto to Karbala إن شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك وأناخت برحلك، عليكم منا جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقينا وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد منا لزيارتكم جميعا. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين وعلى أخ الحسين أبي الفضل العباس وعلى أخت الحسين أم المصائب زينب وعلى ابن عم الحسين مسلم بن عقيل وعلى سائر الشهداء من الإسلام إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وإلى أرواح العلماء والشهداء وأرواح موتى الحاضرين والسامعين، رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة مصحوبة بالصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد.
So at this time, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight again. And please, this is the end, so if we can, all together, three times, loudly, with your hand held up high. لبيك يا حسين!
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 We have buses. If you have, if you have your, please, if there's litter on the ground, I ask all of you to please pick it up and throw it in the garbage. If you came from a respected Imam Barga, your buses will be behind me on the street. So please make sure you go to your correct bus. So the buses will be here in 10 minutes, inshallah. So please wait. If there are refreshments and water, please help yourself, as all of you deserve it.